Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show Takeover.
Ah, blop, blop, bitches. That's right. It's the first ever Zach D'Amico's Matinee Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. Lewis is on a plane and decided to have me take over the show. So we're going to try this show in the morning. Instead of watching a movie at night, we're going to watch a silly movie with some very funny people. I am joined by three illustrious guests. And I appreciate them all getting here. I love them all to death. To my left, you know him from the show, Brendan Sagalow.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
I'm excited, buddy.
To my right, I've got another friend of the show, Colin Terrell.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Thank you for being here. And from the East Side Dave show, we got Flutie.
Yo, what up?
We all did the same thing. Yo, what up? What up?
Yo! Yo, gang
signs. So we are going to slam through some plugs real quick. Brendan, what do you want to plug, baby?
Just go to my website, brendansagalow.com, and me and Scott Chaplin are releasing a podcast very soon by early November. It's called Rochambeau.
Fantastic. Nice. Yeah. Do you actually do Rochambeau?
No. No, we just don't know what to call it.
Oh, man. Do you guys know what Rochambeau is?
No.
It's where you take turns kicking each other in the balls until somebody quits.
Yeah. Oh, I get
it.
That's
balls,
good. That's
so
good
I'm
name.
Not participating.
But the trick is to just go first and then quit.
Then
you do it the hardest you can so the other
like
person can't
status.
Do it.
Colin, what do you want to plug, baby?
Hey, you can check out my podcast, Big Dogs, available everywhere that podcasts are. That's it.
Fantastic. Flutie, what do you want to plug? I know you got a contest coming
up. Yes. Well, by now, I feel like everybody knows I am in the running to be the next cover girl for Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
So, this Thursday, that's my link. Vote for me currently first. Whoop, whoop. And this Thursday, I have the potential, if I continue to stay first, to be in the finals. So if all of you support me, I can do this, guys. I can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So guys, wherever
you guys don't
please make
shit.
Sure you vote.
I hate you all. Just support me.
I don't
me
care
not.
About anybody that looks better than me.
Well,
and that's the majority. About
that's the majority of the world. So.
You like Zach?
Yeah, the only person I care about here is Zach.
He loves me so much.
Well, I care about you.
Oh, thanks. I'll vote for you. Fuck
Thank
it.
Thank you. You
Let's
see how
it.
Easy that was?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So get Flutie on the cover of Maxim magazine so you can pull a Philip Seymour Hoffman and glue that shit right to your wall.
Oh, my God. I'll send you an autographed copy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Before we get into today's movie, please check out Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show every time you can. And how about a word from our sponsors?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world. Where every night is Halloween. There's no way out. WCW show, rest in peace. Step to the madness.
Slim Jim presents WCW's Halloween. Sunday, October 26th, live and only on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite company to order now.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yes.
That was fucking awesome.
And we're back, guys. Today's movie, released October 29th, 1993, directed by John Carpenter and Dan Angel, as well as Toby Hooper. You know them from Halloween and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Today's movie was a made-for-TV movie called Body Bags. We're watching it on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, it is the Netflix for horror movies. It's fantastic. They're putting out the new Creepshow series. They've got a bunch of great movies on there, and they will not sponsor me. So,
Wow. We're
just going to show that shit for free. Nate, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Oh my God. This is like the first thing.
Oh, shit. Shut the fuck up.
What, you going to watch the movie?
That's enticing.
No, this is so for those of us just joining. I know this is a weird thing to do at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But I do this every midnight, Friday at midnight here on Gas Digital. We watch a silly horror movie, and just talk some shit. So honestly, that's what we're going to do today.
Straight Bloody to the bad. Point.
So what is this already? Movie?
It's an anthology film of three short stories, kind of like a Creepshow, Tales from the Dark Side.
Oh, cool, cool.
So I thought that would be easy, so nobody has to invest too much.
Oh no! What?
Nice.
Ah, good evening. I was just taking a little break. It's been a busy night.
So that's John Carpenter, the director of Halloween and The Fog.
That's him?
Prince of Darkness.
That's what he actually looks like? No makeup or anything?
This movie, actually, a lot of the cameos are horror directors getting to act for once. So you're going to see a ton of famous directors that you've never seen before.
That's a little spot.
He looks like, what's his fucking name?
John Bacon? Kevin Bacon?
No.
Oh, better.
The dude from Back to the Future. Christopher Lloyd.
I can see that.
So this guy's the director.
Ugly. Yes. Man, he's one of the many. There's three segments.
We all know
And then he directed. So it's this, which is not. This is the wraparound. And then there's three.
Why am I such a pussy? Why can't I see this?
Oh my God. Look at that.
So fake.
Death by natural causes.
So originally, this was pitched as a TV show for Showtime. It did not get picked up, so they took what they had already shot and turned it into a movie.
Oh. More
natural causes. Could you imagine sitting with like a bunch of like executives and being and like showing them this and being like, "So what do you think?"
And they're like, "No."
Right.
We'll stay in touch. Security button. Security button. These bags.
This one was found in the I made a movie in college called Mickey Maniac and was about an animator that went crazy and killed everybody in his office.
Cool.
And I got called into a meeting with a movie company who I wound up working for much later. And we went to screen my movie. And the wife of the owner of the company came in halfway through my movie with pictures of her grandchildren and called away everyone from. I thought this was like my big break. And this Jewish lady just comes in and just, look at my grandkids! And while that's happening in the movie, there's literally a girl making out with another girl in front of a giant swastika.
Oh my God.
Nice. So you got it, right?
Nope.
And how many swastika scenes?
That was your big break.
There was a thing, I did a thing in it called Girls Gone Heil, and it was an all-Nazi Girls Gone Wild.
Nice.
And I did not get picked up. That didn't get picked up, but I wound up selling them two more movies.
Constantly. It's fucking Hitler with like a little Canon camera.
You got it. That's what it was. Yeah. Now you figured it out.
See ya, bitch. Not gonna make it. Does somebody die?
Okay, so this first story is directed by John Carpenter, I believe. This guy gave us Halloween. Okay. So this every story in this is a different genre of movie. Yeah. This one is a slasher.
Oh, nice.
So someone's gonna die.
They're all gonna die.
Oh my God.
I would assume so.
Every single person here is gonna die.
Sorry, I'm late. This is almost identical to the gas station I worked last month, except that was a little bit smaller.
She's gonna die first too, because she's black, right? Isn't that
you would think that
diabetes?
Listen,
they left her in there with all those snacks.
Oh, that was so good. I wish you didn't whisper that.
Diabetes.
Oh
yeah, fuck it.
Hey, fucking diabetes.
I'm gonna shout my racism.
Well, you're in the right building.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the articles.
Cool. Well, actually, I don't know if you've been here for more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, great.
Oh, you don't want us to ruin your chances at television as well?
Yeah, please don't.
I wonder what the self-tapes were for the actors, like how they auditioned for these roles.
For these.
Like, what does that look like?
Well, this is like the early 90s, so I would assume you came in for this one. And all the directors on this one are famous, so it's all people they've usually worked with. Before.
Oh, so there probably wasn't really any audition
process for that. But most of a lot of this movie's cameos other people they worked with on other features.
Are all these guys just kind of just fucking about, just acting, sort of just?
Yeah, just having fun.
Yeah.
This was definitely a for fun movie, project. Like this was. Passion let's project. See how silly we could be.
I want to bring this back. We should create something like this again.
Movies?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We should, movies would be great.
Just like this, actually.
We'll do.
So, Floozy, since we're just getting to know you, one of the ways I like to meet people on the show, what's something you remember scaring you as a kid? Movie, anything that gave you nightmares?
For sure. I don't even remember. I must have been 5 or 6. And I was laying in bed, and like my mom was next to me, and we were watching the TV. But it was one of those channels, like a PBS, help these oddly deformed children.
You're scared of Africans?
Oh, no, it was. Dude,
these niggas have flies around their head. They're distended bellies.
It was just oddly shaped people.
So, people born with deformities.
I guess so.
So you're terrified of me and Brandon right now.
I mean,
just about to say that.
No, but for real, dude. Like when you're that young and you're just, it's nighttime, dark in the room, just the TV light, like, you know. I was scared shitless. I had so many nightmares. I was like, oh my God. Like, because you're a kid. Like, I just know normal people. Like, I don't think I've. I don't think I've seen.
Not these cripplies.
I don't think I've seen somebody with a deformity before. Not these shitskins over in Africa.
That
young. Yeah. No, it's not even that. It's not about being an African. It's just fucking. So, yeah, that's West Craven.
Whoa. Well, speaking of West Craven, my fucking. The first time I ever was, like, terrified was. Like, or from a horror movie, was at least the Scream movies. And it wasn't even the Scream movies. It was the scary movie movies. Like, my whole family went to the movie to see it. And it was the first time I ever saw, like, blood and everything. And it's, like, hilarious.
How old were you?
I was, like, 8, I think. Okay. And I'm getting terrified by someone, like, stabbing a silicone boob. I'm 28.
Yeah, you're fucking 40 years old. All right.
Yeah.
I'll try to do the math on that, because I was going...
Yeah, I know. The scary movie was a jerk-off movie.
I know. And he's like, one character's getting a dick through the skull, and I'm like terrified. I'm like actually terrified of it.
At least my example was a real one.
Yeah.
Yours is like...
I just made that up.
I never got to go to college.
To fit in. Yours was, I'm afraid of people in wheelchairs. She has a point.
I'm afraid of people that need our help.
It's true.
She was just seeing a commercial.
It
was
for
12 cents a month, you can.
For real, though. Can you imagine? crying under the covers. Like, I literally hid under the covers. And from then on, to be honest with you, though, like, it does, like, it's going to sound so fucked up, but, like, whenever I do see somebody...
Who's deformed?
Who's to some degree? I'm kind of like, oh god, like I don't want to look, or I'm just like, oh, I feel bad, and then I'm like,
sympathy.
Nobody wants to look.
You're not alone.
So you think,
like,
you should just fuck one and face your fears, and then you'll never be scared again.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
maybe I should.
Did I ever tell you guys I have a deformity?
I've got a cripple coming along myself.
My ankle's hurting.
I actually have elephantitis
in my balls.
I was born with a child's penis.
Oh, no. That's just
I got flies all over my body.
Yeah, dude. Real talk.
It's nice, crazy. Dude. She's still at the gas station? What's she doing?
She works there.
Still there.
Oh.
This is her first night shift.
Oh, and she took over for
the other guy that left. Yes.
Why you gotta wash your hands at a gas station, though? You know what I mean? It's all fucking dirty anyway.
Yeah.
I would like to. You're serving.
And I feel like you're about to fuck, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're...
What else do you do at a gas station? You have sex?
Fill up your car.
Yeah, I was thinking gas.
You have sex.
Snacks,
at a gas station.
Something to clean your windshield.
Yeah. These people are doing it all wrong.
I've never fucked at a gas station.
What other places are you fucking? What else do you do at a gas digital station?
No, I've never fucked at a gas station. I've thought about it, though. But then I'm like, nah, it's too dirty.
That's a nice car, dude. It's like a Tesla, no engine in the front.
See, look at her face.
What's she doing? She's stealing.
She wants to get it.
She wants to get it from this white boy.
She wants to get it.
Uh-oh.
He is very good.
I feel like something's
going to happen. He's a good looking guy. I like that jacket, too.
Now, am I correct?
He's going to get hit by a fucking car.
No, Nate's not there. I was going to ask who that was. I think that's Robert Carradine.
Why is she looking at him like he has his fucking dick out?
That is the guy from American Werewolf in London.
Have you seen you around
here
before?
Oh, yeah.
It's my first night. Signature and license, please.
Have any of you guys ever worked an overnight gig?
Haddonfield?
No.
Sucks dick.
Born and raised.
Overnight from like 12 to 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I logged footage for a reality show.
Oh, that's...
What are you studying?
Don't, yeah, that sucks.
And it's so weird, like, going home at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, after watching, like, a bunch of people being like, Tiffany's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, does it count, like, if you're up all night just partying till, like, 8 in the morning? Because I've done that.
No.
That's fun, too.
You get a paycheck for that?
What was the reality show?
I still can't say. Big Brother?
I don't discuss daddy's day gigs.
Road rules?
No. See you. I'm not going to drop it.
I know, but I want to see what
drop
your face
it.
Does when
drop
I when
it.
I get the right one. Was it road rules?
No.
Was it? I can't think of any more. Survivor?
No.
This bitch right. wants to get it. Like, she has not stopped looking at him every time
Jersey
I look
Shore.
Back.
No, I wish. Now, I could have logged that in
awesome,
a second.
Right?
Those people speak my language.
Look at that!
Hey! You forgot your card! Hey!
Don't act like you forgot to give it to him.
She's rubbing it on her lips.
Yeah. She's gonna
right. exactly.
swipe it in her gash.
That's what you call it?
Gash?
A slip.
I don't know.
It's a gash
slit.
Station?
Yeah. Swipe
a gash station. Yeah, exactly.
Don't give me drops on this
that's
one.
That's awesome.
That's driving me nuts.
I thought that was a part of the
I was instructed I have to play drops.
God
it's
damn it.
It's still a real ass podcast.
Oh, God damn it. Lewis has to fucking Puerto Rican up my podcast, too.
Sorry. Yo, she's definitely going to die. Yep, look at that.
I saw that coming.
Dumb bitch. Setting your ass up. She was thinking about dick all the whole time, and like, look at the keys right there.
Mm, me too.
You too?
That was not me.
You too?
Of the three of us,
all
who
us
looks
Irish
like
guys.
Who looks like they were thinking about dick the whole time?
Oh, damn. Wow.
All
okay.
of us. Was it me or one of the guys with bleached blonde hair?
Bleached hair or a rainbow hat?
Holy
bleached
shit.
Bleached
hair. Oh.
That looks like a guy who hit on me yesterday.
I really
fuck him?
To go to the
no.
restroom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did.
The key's in the booth. I have to get the other
listen,
shit.
Let he who has not right banged a homeless person cast the first stone. That's what I say. Sometimes you sleep with a girl who just has a lot of bags.
What kind of bags?
Like with all their possessions in them.
That's creepy as fuck.
That sucks.
Yeah. See, that's why you always gotta be strapped. You always gotta have a gun on you.
You do work at Compound.
Do you have a gun on you?
What? Right now? No, I'm dead ass. Like, what the fuck? Either a knife or a gun, period.
Do you have a knife or a gun on you right now?
Can we swap seats?
It's in my bag. Can't be playing no games like this.
I think if you work something like this, you should have like mace.
Yes, or a gun or a knife.
Have a mace? You mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Have a ball. A large spiked ball.
Spiky ball.
So that employee of the month picture, that was Sam Raimi, who directed the Evil Dead films as well as
Spider-Man.
The first three Spider-Mans.
Those Spider-Mans were awful.
Really, I like one and two.
No.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't like him.
I thought Spider-Man 2 was really good,
actually. I didn't like Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker.
Oh, I like him.
Nah. I thought they were all right, actually.
Yeah, he was all right.
He's supposed to be 15 years old. He looked 38.
I know.
The fact that she still hasn't called the cops, though.
He's just a homeless guy.
Call the cops. You crazy?
He just wants to use the bathroom to do heroin.
No. I don't care.
You really don't like anybody that's misfortune.
I don't care.
Yeah, you don't like. You really hate the downtrodden.
You hate cripples.
You gotta stab this motherfucker.
Dead ass.
Yo, I'm dead ass.
Yo, this dead ass.
Dead ass. If I run into a retarded kid, I'm shooting him in the face.
I ain't getting up in this coochie.
Yeah, right. Like,
how is there not a Bronx horror movie called Dead Ass? Night of the Living Dead Ass.
Dude,
are we making this? And it's just the fucking Bloody Timberland.
Dude. Are we
Bloody
making this movie?
That would be so good. It would go viral for sure. Oh, and I'm your muse for it. So.
Super duper irregular on pump number 9er there. Okay? You're a little glum tonight, huh? What's wrong? You ought to be out partying. Pretty little thing like you. Huh?
I can't.
He gets it.
Say, I need a key to get in that little boy's room there.
You do. Listen, could you do me a favor?
Sure, name it.
There's a man. He's in the men's restroom, and he's a little weird.
Weirdo, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering, could you take a look and see what he's doing?
It's heroin.
You got that.
100% heroin.
He also just went into the bathroom.
Well, he's an ex-cop, so now he's going to shoot the guy in the bathroom. At least I hope.
Yo-ho!
He's a little weird.
There's nothing coming out.
His medicine was cut off, and he can't live in a house or get a job.
Yeah, schizophrenia.
What's the problem? Oh, there's nothing coming out.
I hate when that happens.
You have to lift the lever.
Oh.
No, the lever. The lever on the pump.
It is hard to pump gas, I have to say.
She don't get locked out again.
I've never done it.
No? You've never pumped gas for a vehicle?
No, I grew up in Jersey and then I don't drive.
So sorry to bother you.
Even in Jersey, I say back the fuck up.
Pump the gas?
No, I've never pumped gas for anyone.
Yo, you're crazy.
I'm a bad road trip friend.
I thought it was odd that Jersey folk would do it for me. And I still got out the car. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Shame on you.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. I wouldn't worry about it, hon. He's fast asleep. Guy's a bum. Let him sleep it off.
Did you get the restroom key?
Oh, I left it hanging in the door.
Come on, baby, let's go. I'm cold.
See you around, dollface.
You're in a convertible.
Is he he's a director?
No, he's definitely in shit. I can't think of him. That one's stumping me.
But almost everyone in this is in something else that director did. And this is right around the time Carpenter made Prince of Darkness. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of those people, and the soundtrack is very, very similar. Have you ever seen Prince of Darkness?
No.
Really good. It's about a church font. Has like this green goo that's essentially Satan.
So much green goo in these movies.
It's like a key to hell. The idea is that hell is not what we think is. It's just another dimension. And it's this goo is like the way to get into it.
Cool.
And it starts turning homeless people into zombies. And the main one is Alice Cooper.
Very so then just, you would call the police.
So it's just Alice Cooper as a homeless dude staring into
Listen,
a church.
This Whoa. Is what, it's really this good. Is when it happens.
Nah, he's just going to be dead. He's just going to be a dead
Let's
homeless
see.
Zombie.
Very little difference between a homeless person and a zombie.
Where is he?
Very good.
There's been Puerto Ricans in here.
Oh, gross.
That's good artwork, though.
Not bad, not bad. Louise's number was above it.
My number?
On the inside of the,
yeah, right.
the stall.
For a good time. And also, please vote for me for Maxim Magazine.
Please don't be deformed.
No retards.
No
cripples.
No, listen. I love everybody. It's, you know, I do.
Phone lines cut, huh?
What's she going to say to them? There was a homeless guy here and he's gone?
Well, somebody's in the garage because that car is lifting up and down.
Yeah.
You see, now, had she taken my advice earlier to call a cop,
I wouldn't even move, dude. Like, obviously, that's what makes this.
Thank
a
God movie. For that wrench that's been next to my keys the entire
right.
time.
And yeah, still leaving the keys behind, by the way.
Yeah, in case of emergency.
Well, I wouldn't take the keys for this. You don't want to fucking. You don't want to make any sounds. You know, you don't want to get hurt.
No, I'm a lady. Key. I would put the keys between my finger.
Yeah, me too.
No,
put it like right here.
No, yeah, that. Somebody told me to do that.
Stay away.
What are you talking about? This bitch trying to be a hero. That's how you die.
Yeah.
See, like,
this is the longest living black woman in the history of Harlem.
Yeah.
She's got the record.
I can't.
Oh,
oh,
Jesus.
That's him? Chilling.
Oh, he's fucking dead for sure.
He's just fucking cranking it in the back.
Excuse me, senor.
If he was just jerking off in the car, that would roll.
Oh.
The Louis theme starts.
Wow. Wow. Oh, gross.
What is she like?
Oh, clumsy.
That's crazy. Is the oil going to come back up sometime? Like she's going to see footsteps or some shit?
So now do we remember? Are we putting anything together? I'm trying to figure out.
Is it the employee of the month that did it? Did he get fired? Is it a disgruntled employee that didn't get the employee of the month?
You'll figure it out momentarily.
It was the original dude.
Yeah, because that's not who gave her the keys.
This is Bill. I can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So maybe you could just...
I spotted that shit the minute I laid eyes on him.
I got a sore throat. Be better if you could call back. If you
so
want
now,
a message,
I believe he's in Django Unchained and Escape from L.A.
Yeah, he looks super familiar. I love slasher shit, dude.
Wait a second. Yo, what?
I would just run.
My heart would be in my asshole.
Yeah, just run. Get the fuck
drop
out of there.
All the way to my asshole.
It's like
literally just fucking beating in my rectum. Like, what the fuck?
I actually think this is genuinely terrifying.
Dumb bitch.
Oh, he's a man. He's after me. He's after me. Oh, God.
Because a gas station's a gnarly place to have because you have all these fucking tools.
Yeah. And also, it's like so hidden. Like, it could be in the middle of fucking nowhere.
She should have fucked him. I feel like if she did that from the start, this wouldn't be happening.
But I think you just want to fuck at a gas station.
How often is that your answer to problems? Just go, yo, just fuck your way out.
Yeah.
Yo, if this one of these motherfuckers come after you with a mallet, you want to suck his dick. You got to mace that motherfucker.
Baby, hold up.
Make sure there's no cripples nearby.
Eric Garner should have just blown all them police.
The employee of the month. He didn't deserve that.
That's Sam Raimi.
He was going places.
Yeah. He was going places.
He was going places.
Be like, baby, listen. I got the cure. Take your dick out.
Ew.
That would do Shining reference. I want that to be Slutzy's segment, by the way.
What?
Just solving problems.
Solving problems with Slutzy.
Oh, you got a serial killer after you? You want to suck his dick? Bronx. BX style.
Those cops would have stopped choking Eric Garner if he just sucked all their dicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then they all could have had a cigarette afterwards.
Yo, if you ain't pecking, you better be sucking a dick.
Yo, I'm just saying, though. You know?
Columbine wouldn't have happened if somebody just fucked those two.
Right? Hello? All these kids shooting up schools? Like, come on. Suck his dick a little. He's good.
Yo, dead ass, if George Zimmerman just got his dick sucked.
In all fairness, I bet George Zimmerman would have sucked that kid's dick.
For sure. Or, yeah, fucked him. For sure.
And then they could have had Skittles after.
Hold on. Yeah. I missed what the fuck just happened.
She hit him.
And he pretended. He pretended.
You figured it out.
Is he's pretend? He's too smart for this.
Run.
He pretended.
She's such a,
what is she doing? Run.
On stereotypical black chick in a movie, you know, just
she's
calm,
a white black chick.
Yeah.
Oh. Is he dying?
Yes.
No, he's having a nap.
Share to the
just having a little gas station nap while blood is dripping out of him.
Bitch.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
That's how far she runs.
And this shot is a reference to Halloween, I believe. The out of focus killer in the back.
Oh, getting up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, the Halloween movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. Like, legit. That's another thing.
That's something I can't
watch. You watched the Down Syndrome kid, did you?
Well, then she was really scared of Jason.
Yeah.
Jason the killer and retarded.
She's still not looking. She didn't grow up in the Bronx. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know where this bitch is.
She just sniff her finger.
Oh, it's like so quiet too. She would hear him getting up.
She's dumb. So dumb.
Nope. What an idiot.
Goes in.
Oh yeah, homeless guy. Scooch over, stinky.
Scooch over.
Get out of here, smelly.
No panhandling.
Oh, didn't think about that one. Right about there is where I shit my pants. Not gonna lie.
But your heart was in your asshole, so it you was. Just shit your heart out. Yeah.
That's a hemorrhoid.
Nice.
Look in the right. Ass.
Fuck yeah.
Who is the savior?
The guy who forgot his credit card.
Oh, yeah. See, so she's gonna fuck him later. See,
I
it
would.
All comes full circle.
That's an earning.
It all comes full circle. It's like I'm Miss Cleo, you know? I just get it.
And like Brendan predicted, the oil.
The oil makes a triumphant comeback.
Oh no, he's gonna get crushed.
Hopefully. Is that the slowest?
Yes, it's the slowest death.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Gross.
Smile at him, girl. You know you want to. I forgot my
credit card. How about
that's the beginning of a porno, I swear to God.
How about you turn loose some pussy, baby?
That's legit the beginning of a porn. And so now we're watching their porn, right? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and then we watch them fuck for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
Tell me, how long have you had these feelings of hostility?
Real ass podcast.
Can't say.
Real ass porncast.
You know, you really should keep your emotions all bottled.
This, I would.
This
I would
is
run
the
that
only podcast
in
we don't watch porn on. Podcast digital, I think.
Should have had a lobotomy. Let's go see what other fun things we can find to do.
Nice. Ah. You said so. Each one of these movies is like a different genre.
Yes. So now this next one's a black comedy, like a dark comedy, not like Friday.
I was going to say, what do you say?
Not like Friday.
What do you say?
Now let's go back to Compton, 1994.
Oh, Shannon's in the movie?
Hey.
Oh, wow.
that's
crazy.
Junk.
Also funny.
Damn, she's not here. I'm so bummed.
That's a sex doll.
Obviously, these drawers were built before breast implants became so popular.
That girl, I believe, I read a thing that they needed somebody with really ridiculous tits, and somebody on set called Ron Jeremy.
That's so funny.
To come over and bring... So who do you got?
Ooh.
Ooh. Marital spat?
Ugh.
Kiss and makeup.
I used to do that with my Barbie dolls when I was younger.
Cut their heads off?
I would make them kiss and make up whenever
believe
they would fight.
Not, this was a human body. Poor guy fell off a high rise onto the top of a car, which swerved in front of a train. And he was dragged 900 yards under the engine. Fascinating what can happen to the human body under the right circumstances.
He's absolutely correct.
Is he wearing makeup?
Yeah.
Or does he look like that?
Yeah, no, he's got makeup on.
Oh, okay.
So this is Stacy Keach. I would know from American History X. Other people would know from better movies. Escape from L.A. A ton of shit. Just a character actor who's been in fucking everything.
So this one's a black comedy.
Yes. This is...
So what, it's like just really dark?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, wait, we already transitioned to the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right, here we are.
So that guy, the doctor, was he? Did he stop? Did he play a different character in the last one? Also, no.
No.
No. I thought him without makeup was one of the other guys.
One of the most famous hair-lipped actors of all time, right behind Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
But Stacy Keach has a mustache and everything. He's got a big old hair lip. So Faluzzi, obviously not. A
yeah,
guy
I don't know about this guy.
Hi. What's wrong?
He's doing pretty well for himself.
Even she's stunned.
Go ahead.
That is such a funny thing to... That would be like in a Louis episode. He answers the door on a date and she's like, what's wrong? He's like, what? Nothing.
What?
Shannon, you missed you. That can is... you read me off what else Stacy Keach is in? Because I feel like I'm missing one or two good ones. I know he's in Escape from L.A. He's in some bad shit that I like. He's in The Six Children of the Corn.
Well, I mean, I comb it a different way.
Sweetheart, are you worried about your hair thinning?
Yes.
Of course not.
What he means is yes.
I think you look very distinguished.
What who's she that means is handsome. I'm not attracted to you. So pour me some more wine.
I like you.
No, she doesn't.
So what's she there for? free one?
He probably has a big dick. And look at that house. Like, let's put the pieces together, you know?
It's a nice house.
What's your what makes you think he has a big dick?
Nothing. He but for sure I'm just has guessing.
A big dick, yeah.
I'm just hoping for his betterment.
He's just a big guy. Tall dude.
Yeah.
Fucked up lip.
That's a pretty good trade. Hair lip for
look
a big
at that.
Dick.
Now the argument ensues. He's gonna kill her.
Stacey Keach has 213 acting credits.
All right, so you guys have seen him in stuff.
Yeah, but he was like in the Sin City sequel, Nebraska, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, she's cute.
Anger Management, 30 Rock, Bored to Death. Like a lot of TV as well. He was in Machete. So much stuff. That's the so Boxer. Nice,
yeah, he's hard to pin down.
Why don't you let me make an appointment for you with my hairdresser?
Brendan and I can relate to this because we both went through our midlife crisis
so
a few years
funny,
ago.
Yeah.
Is this going to be you in like 20 years?
This is me like last week. Like looking at my thinning hair.
Forget it. No, better dye it blonde before it all goes out.
Can't fucking tell, can you?
You two are so similar.
Yeah, I just shaved the middle to fucking go right into it.
You shaved the middle of your head?
Yeah.
So if you take this hat off.
Yeah, well, I let it grow in a little.
Oh, no, I thought you literally shaved the whole center.
No, it was bald for
I'm
a
cool
while.
With that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of you with your disgusting tattoos.
Yeah.
He's a good guy,
it's
man.
A good lifestyle.
Just got married.
Yeah.
Got a good life.
Pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a show with Scott Chaplin.
No, yeah. Another blonde head.
What is this?
No. Look at this toupee. It's gotta go. Trash.
Oh, man, I need that. I need that
Richard,
bag.
You're in denial. What? It makes you look like the world's biggest jerk.
It makes me look like I've got more hair.
Don't listen to this fucking homo.
I need that back.
Well, let's see, bald guys, yay or nay? Does that count as deformed?
Man. It doesn't count as deformed. But I don't really like bald. I think I've only liked two bald guys in my life.
Your head. Look like
probably. It's just not an aesthetic I'm attracted to that much.
What is your aesthetic? Tell us.
You got hair.
I mean, I know I can read about it in Maxim in a few weeks.
Oh, please.
But
I know, right?
Give us a preview. What's your aesthetic?
Comes out. I don't really have, like, say, a type. I just, like...
Black.
They could be black.
I don't have a type, just... Tall, dark,
tall.
Works at Foot Locker.
No.
Referees.
No, referees. I like athletic builds, generally speaking.
Please.
I like tall, because I'm tall.
A UPS uniform.
I like hair.
Has a hobby, sells his rap CDs in Times Square.
No. I'll never give one of those dudes a time of day. Like, never.
This is a distinguished older
gentleman.
He
looks good, yeah. Just take a... Yeah, gel your hair back a little.
The song, guys. The song. Half of just the other
day. Yeah, so this is the most of all the three segments. The most like a Tales from the Crypt type thing where it's... Somebody's got this huge amount of hubris and it brings them... into the horror of the story.
Oh, cool.
Which is him just coveting other people.
He's going to kill that girl.
The ginger?
Yes.
No. Feds be bald and ginger.
These guys just look silly.
Even the dog has long hair. I can't. That's actually, like, beautifully done. I love that.
Shannon, you don't care if a guy's bald as long as he's got... He's enormous, right?
Yeah, I like bald. I like a shaved head.
Depends on the guy. The one guy I can think of that I do like it on is like jacked. You know, like just like tall.
Jason
very
Statham.
Fit.
You don't like fat and bald?
Balding.
No, I'm sorry.
Literally
you
everything
like balding?
I am.
Yeah. Fat, balding, like. Depressed.
Sounds like a catch. No, I'm sure you're great.
I am great.
Just don't. Did you
I'm
die
sure
again?
You're great.
I'm sure
it's
you're
like
great.
You can see him. Yeah. You've met him.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a side of you I've yet to see. Yo, you just lost one vote on Maxim, okay?
Yeah.
You didn't give a fuck anyway.
I'm voting for Candy.
Don't vote for anybody
I'm
else.
Voting for Veronica Sales. Doesn't that sound like a real person?
Anybody listening, watching this, vote for me.
Dude, seriously, I like do all this. Like I, well, I did. I used to. I tried.
You sprayed the thing?
What is no, wrong with you? You I took pills hair. And stuff. Oh. If my did hair was brown, your... you'd be able to tell.
Did it fuck up your cum?
No. Oh, like
I know somebody that took hair stuff and it gave them chunky cum.
What?
Dude, I would love chunky cum. Are you serious? That's a good name for a podcast.
Only to a man.
Chunky cum with Brendan Sagalow.
That would be our show, by the way.
Yeah, cum with Brendan and Zach. Paint your
head. But it's the Donkey Kong logo. Chunky cum.
That's so gross.
It's you and me as Donkey and
Anytime
Diddy.
Anytime I've seen Chunky cum, I'm like,
nice.
You need to eat better.
Nah, it didn't fuck with my cum or anything like that. It actually was working, like the pills, but I just didn't re-up.
What was it? Rogaine or something?
No, it wasn't Rogaine. It was like, this is starts really with a P. You, isn't
it? Pfizer?
No.
I can't remember what it's called.
It's common, right?
Yeah.
What does Nate use?
I actually love this movie. The fact that this is even the...
Ew!
The topic...
Propecia.
Propecia.
It's what happens when you kiss Godfrey.
Oh, man. What?
Oh.
That looks so gross.
No, he looks good. He looks good.
It looks like chocolate.
He looks like he has a yarmulke made of oil.
Yeah. He's working it.
He solved the Middle East crisis. His yarmulke's made of oil. Yeah.
Just don't want to be a bald guy.
You're not a bald guy. You're just a thinning hair guy.
It means the same thing.
It doesn't mean the same thing, okay?
What a fucking loser.
Like this, okay?
Megan.
You just gotta accept it.
He's an actor. Megan. Oh yeah. Don't be so mean.
Well, he's doing a good job then.
Yeah, you just gotta
accept. I genuinely think this dude's like Megan, a nebbish please. Bitch.
I think we need to spend some time away from each other.
Oh,
that's the
look,
first
of course.
That's
just
the start.
Just walk out on the bald guy.
That's a great line. Richard,
wash your head.
Yeah, you can't be seeing. Look at the state of him.
Look at that. Don't look at those eyes. The devil is behind those eyes. The miracle
shampoo. This is literally miracle the plot of the new Joker head. Film. He like slowly goes into madness.
I don't think I have it in me to go say it. It's
pretty good.
It's like a bummer.
Nah, it's pretty good, man. Come on, you're going to see it.
Oh, the Joker?
What I go see in theaters, I pretty much... I'll see something bad before I see something that I think is going to be good, but it's going to bum me out.
Yeah.
But I saw Rambo Day Of.
I don't think it'll bum me out, though. No painful. Maybe. I don't know.
No silly tomatoes. Why would it bum you out? Just a full head of
beautiful living. I don't want to watch another comic fail.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny because you do a podcast with Luis J. Gomez.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guest attack. Guest attack.
I didn't even know you had a fucking... Yeah.
Baby, he's just never been funny on this podcast before. What's that sound?
Am I getting thrown out? Lewis burst in the door.
More true than you know.
Nice to meet you, Richard. Doctor.
Mr. Coburn's before picture.
Have a seat, please.
Lewis, just know that I did not approve that. I would never let anyone talk about
it. I fucking demanded it. I came in here.
I'm banned again for another couple months.
Again? Yeah. Well, what happened the first time?
I don't know.
He was hungover. He was too hungover to come in.
Yeah.
He threw up on the train.
Yeah, it was like the day.
It was the day after your birthday.
It was the day after my birthday.
It was a bad book.
Like your 21st birthday?
Yeah, it was a bad idea on my part. No. Yeah, it was fucking 9 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was this birthday. This past birthday.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Richard might not be right for our treatment. Tell me. Da-da-dun. Why do you want hair?
Why do you want hair?
Is that what they ask? What does hair mean to you?
What is hair?
I don't know if he would look good like cue-ball-bald.
Cue-bald.
I'm trying to remember how he looks in American History X. If he has, I think he's got super short hair in that.
No, but he still has hair, though, because they make the point about growing out of the fucking bald thing.
The hair look gives him an interesting look. Like triangular.
Would you get the work done on hair if you could afford it?
The kumia?
Takumi.
The plugs?
Yeah,
Takumi got the... Like the follicles from the back and put them in the front.
He did?
He got that, and I think when the show was on.
Jim Jeffries got it done.
Yeah.
And now he has this big fucking dumb waft of hair. But you gotta be filthy rich.
He did that? It looks good.
If you look at his old special back in like 2008.
Oh, yeah, he's got like a real receding hairline.
Yeah, he's balding and stuff.
He's got a quaff.
Just find a woman that will fuck you for you. Like this bitch.
It's not about that. It's just like...
Find a woman that will fuck you for your money.
Stop trying. Just shave your head or just live your fucking life.
There you go.
Bleach blonde your hair.
Bleach blonde your hair. Yeah, I know.
Live it out.
I really am. I don't know what.
Has anyone called you...
Still trying.
Has anyone called you M&M's?
No, it's pretty good.
That's okay.
That's pretty good.
Are you serious?
I know. I've been working on it.
Took you.
I don't know any other blonde there.
Depending on which trait you wish to emphasize.
Wow. Your basic stunning. Conservative look. That's like this guy.
Traditional Republican.
Nice.
I don't know.
Traditional Republican.
I love. Right. Alt-right, please.
Like a Hitler. He looks like a Hitler.
I'll take the Mike Feeney.
Mike Feeney,
corny goofball. Okay.
Exactly. Oh my god.
See, I want something that is very exciting.
Yes.
Bold.
Yes.
Sexy.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my lord.
Let's try this.
It's a big fro.
We call this our stallion look.
Looks like a fucking rock serial star. Killer.
He looks horrifying.
Yeah. He looks like one anyway.
He looks legitimately worse with a lot of hair.
Yeah. That fucking Vanilla Ice one that went by, though? Congratulations. That's like, I for sure would do that one.
No surgery. No, heavens, no. We apply the solution here, then when you wake up tomorrow morning in your own bed, you take off the bandage and...
Voila.
You man.
You look like a tranny.
Right.
I'll have ugly tranny, please.
Does anyone die in this movie? Or am I making that up?
You'll see. Yeah, it's supposed to all be
horror,
right?
Like it. I like the mystery.
I like that it's not just three of the same thing.
Yeah, this is great contrast, man.
Really, only like action and horror can do something like this.
Yes.
You can't really see three vignettes. Well,
they've tried, what was that? Movie 43 tried to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And that sucked dick. Ugh.
This is a great idea if you can match the tones right.
I'm trying to think, is there a comedy in the movie that worked? I guess not. The Three Stooges movie tried to do it. It didn't work. It tried to be three different stories.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
The only thing that's really funny about the Three Stooges movie is that Larry David is Sister Mary Mengele.
Oh my god, I love it. I love Larry David.
Do you know who Mengele is?
No.
Mengele is the Nazi doctor that experimented on twins and like tortured people.
Oh my god.
And Larry David and his sister Mary Mengele.
That's so crazy. I love it.
I believe this is all one take. Just want to love me. This is a really weird reveal.
I love you the way I am now. I love you the way I am.
I love you the way I used to be. The way I want to be. Please God. Just let me
Wow.
Wait a second.
Oh my god.
Ugh. This is nuts. Can you imagine?
It looks attached.
It does. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
What kind of magic is this?
I have it. It works. Oh god, it's like a...
He looks like a lion.
Yeah. That's good acting, man.
Thank you. It's the old me.
That's the old him.
It's the new me. It's the me I've always wanted to be.
I wonder if this is before or after the Simpsons episode where Homer gets the long hair.
I can't let you touch it.
And then he gets like promoted at work.
If I let
everything.
You touch it, I'll have to let everybody else touch it.
That's right. Touch my hair.
Yes, it is the source of all my strength. But it's not the only source.
Guys, do you actually feel this, like, obsessed about losing your hair?
See that my men are well fed.
I was.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big deal.
I just decided to lean into it.
Yeah.
And just say fuck it.
Yeah, enjoy my freakishness.
Who is this?
Some people will fuck freaks, okay?
Yeah,
Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't mind a man with foibles and deformities.
It's amazing.
I mean,
can't believe what it's done.
Right, Nate?
Yeah, they're called prostitutes.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, see. Oh. Now all of a sudden,
I was just saying that
ho over there.
Some women like a bald man.
I think the majority, according to statistics.
You look so fantastic with
just saying.
Hair. You're just so.
Somebody needs to die in this movie, because if this was the ending, I'd be upset.
It's coming.
She's gonna get it. I hope she gets it, because then I'll be right.
Wait, you see. What's his pubes like? Is that what we're getting to?
Is it gonna be like a fucking monkey's paw thing where the hair grows and grows and it doesn't fucking stop?
Yeah, figuring it out.
Yeah, for sure. And then what? It like drowns him.
Most black comedies are a very much "be careful what you wish for" situation.
Oh,
this is definitely.
I feel like
one
that's a life thing too.
Like in the barber shop, Ice Cube wishes for.
If you had one wish.
We did the joke we did 30 minutes ago.
If I had one.
Well, I'd love to stay and scratch you, but I gotta go. See you later, sexy. Take care of that sore throat, you hear?
Oh, always.
You gotta save all your strength for me.
That's the ginger that didn't like him earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
No, she did like him. Her whole position.
You changed your tune.
Why are you talking? The whole thing she was talking about was like, just be you, and I like you as you.
Thanks, bro. This is like in the Santa Claus when he tries to shave off his face and then he goes back up and then he is the Santa Claus.
Because he murdered Santa Claus. They don't talk about the murder in that movie enough.
Yeah. Yeah, they really
And the only way to be saved from a lifetime of having to do that job is to be murdered.
Just antagonizing, walking through Harlem,
what
calling people
the
N-word.
Yeah. I would watch a whole fucking movie.
It disappears and he takes the clothes.
Cool.
Guys, what's your one wish?
To kill Santa Claus.
Okay, nice. Next.
Yeah, well, I want to find Santa Claus's dead body.
That's
fuck
your
it.
One wish?
Yeah. So, Brendan has to wish first.
Yeah.
If it was a superpower wish, it would be Morph from the X-Men. Oh, man. You could change it to anybody. Because
really?
Then I would just fuck up people's days.
That's like...
I would just change it to different people and ruin people's lives constantly.
I would just fuck
them. So you'd use your powers for evil?
Yeah.
Of course. What nerd are you?
I barely
use your
powers now, and I use everything I have for evil.
Exactly. So.
I read that from you.
What's your wish, Lucy? Okay.
My wish?
Shape. You all right?
To teleport, so that way I'm never late. Because I'm literally on the nick of time for everything. I just want to teleport anywhere in the world.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Worms?
No, like if your hair turned into like moving particles. Of matter?
Lousy.
Crawling on your floor?
I don't know. I just don't feel too good. Huh? I'm getting a haircut. Yeah, well, after you left this morning, I discovered that my hair has grown nearly 6 inches.
Thank you, Nate.
No, I'm not
Nate
kidding.
Brought me coffee, everybody.
Nate, yeah, you're the weird. Best. Thank you. Can I have one, too, please? A little bit of half and half, because that's all you got?
I'm going to have to cancel our date tonight. I really think I'm coming down with something.
Gracias mucho.
Whatever you can do.
No, I am not seeing somebody else. Come on, Megan. What's the matter with you?
Uh-oh, now she's just... Mm.
Oh,
no, you fucking did it.
Now she's insecure.
Look at this bitch. Yeah.
But he can do better than her now.
He's losing everything.
She should be insecure. He has leveled up substantially.
His price went up.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No, look at him.
No, but he's also dying, so...
Furballs, eh?
I want to be an actress.
If
so
I were a king
I know.
Of the fur.
Oh, weird.
Ew. Also intriguing.
Oh, gross.
This is a trick Flutesy does at parties.
Good one. That's a trick I do in my bedroom, just to myself.
Nice.
Practice.
You're bulimic.
No. I practice.
Bulim
you know?
Dick. Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Tag that shit.
What's up, bitch?
Bulim dick?
Anorexic.
Guest attack.
By the way, that would be such a great rollerball girl name, Anna Rex Dix.
That is great.
Thank you.
Coming to the stage.
That's like getting stitches.
Except not at all.
Yeah, so this one starts as black comedy and turns into body horror.
Oh, really?
Body
oh.
horror would be defined as like that super like body close horror. In.
Yeah.
You see these like visceral effects.
Gross.
Wow.
That's so good. What time is it?
And here is where my heart's in my asshole.
Once again,
your hairy, hairy asshole.
Once again, it's beating in my rectum.
It's not an act. What? Oh, fine. Suit yourself. Don't believe me then.
Oh, is that Megan? Megan, baby, listen. Oh my God, he's turning into the dude from Mulan. What's the chief?
The guy with the
all the hair coming out of every part of his body.
Oh my God, this is so sad.
Yeah.
He just had confidence.
That's what the lesson is.
Yeah.
What's the lesson? That looks so real, though. Like whoever did this.
The one coming out of his mouth really bugs me.
Oh, man, yeah. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
He's gonna turn into the... Just like a Yeti.
But what's with all the other holes and stuff?
That's more coming out.
Oh, gross. Don't cut it.
Brilliant. It's amazing.
That's fucking stupid.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's a Disney movie.
Ah, oh, get him.
Wow, that's so cool.
He should just shave his fucking head.
Just let them all loose at once.
Like, bing!
Yeah. Just get them off of him.
Oddly enough, he has a cool look going. Oh, ew.
Happy, darling. Yes,
of course. Ah, Richard, how are you? Guess.
You look great. Another successful operation.
What are you talking about? Look what's happening to me.
I know, isn't it wonderful? Let me show you something.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Oh. You earthlings and your vanity. You're so predictably easy. You know, at first it was difficult. When we arrived on this planet, we were tiny, starving organisms. And then we discovered that your brains are the only food on which we can thrive.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
The question was one of access. We seem to have...
So he's an alien?
Figured it out.
It's the accent.
Hello.
This definitely did not go in the direction you thought.
No,
it would.
No, it's very, you know. Particularly enjoying. I wouldn't have thought he was an alien.
We like fat. Nurse, transfer Richard into implant containers. Then call in the next patient.
I mean, what do you do? Just kill yourself at that point.
What do you do?
Right? Listen, it happens.
I mean, just throw me out
the shit happens, hey. Dude. Hey. Hey, we're just people, you know?
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
In the contract, 10% of patients get eaten by aliens. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think he's supposed to look like the original Wolfman.
Jesus Christ.
What song is that?
Bring in the sheaves.
Nice.
That was it?
Yeah.
It's great.
It seems to me maybe I'm going a little thin on top myself.
Ooh. Unrelated.
Time for one more body.
Have you ever heard what the ice cream song's original lyrics were? Like the, like...
No.
Na 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 na.
Volunteers?
Huh?
The, like, the song the ice cream truck plays.
Na 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 na.
I want you guys to think about it.
No, not that, not Pop Rock. No, no, the one that's like... Na 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 na.
That's...
You're saying, well...
The original lyrics were N-word...
Oh, God.
Loves a watermelon.
What?
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, so it was... Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
I have the words here, Zach.
Shannon?
It's, you N-words quit throwing them bones and come down and get your ice cream. Ice cream? Yes, ice cream. Colored man's ice cream. Watermelon.
Cool.
That sounds
can
like...
Can you do it to the...
Nope.
Rhythm, please?
No, that's spoken up top. I believe it's like 1913.
Oh, I see it. N-words love a watermelon. Ha, 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 ha. And then at the end, for here, they're made with half a pound of coal. There's nothing like a watermelon for a hungry coon.
All of a sudden, you're knocking the hell out of
I'm sold.
What lyrics are these?
That's the ice cream song.
I don't want to make you nervous.
Cardi B.
Oh, my God. I also like watermelon.
I've gotten so much ice cream from ice cream trucks, and they never once had watermelon. That sucks.
Well, you know the secret code.
That's the.
You have to say that to him.
What would you like, sir?
I got a feeling this is your year. I don't think so, but.
Okay, so this is our third and final story, starring Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
What is this now? Is this another horror?
This one is psychological horror. And it is also, as we go through, semi-biographical for Mark Hamill.
Three for four and a home run to win it in the ninth.
That's her husband.
Oh, he's like a celebrity.
He's a famous baseball player.
Okay.
And you'll see what happens to him. And I don't know if this is public knowledge. I guess it is.
Come home to find out.
Have people ever, you know, like he looks dramatically different between Star Wars and Empire.
I love you too.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
AIDS.
I like the bodies of baseball players. Athletic, you know?
Yeah. Dominican.
He's definitely wearing a toupee.
No, I think that's Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be his hair.
Well, that's a
that's
terrible
like signature.
Haircut. Really? Well.
Yeah, it's Luke Skywalker.
Could be better.
I like seeing him in another movie. You know?
I think it's hard, though. I think you're always going to be...
Typecasted?
Yeah, that's why I think he became a voice actor.
For the Joker.
Mm-hmm. He was on The Flash when we were kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a very... Basically, his Joker is him doing the character that he was on The Flash when we were kids.
Was that the... Because they have a Joker-like character
yes.
in The Flash.
Yes. The like prankster.
The prankster, yeah.
Oh, he was also... If you watch... Oh, Jesus. If you watch the Flash series on the CW,
mm-hmm.
He's in it as the prankster.
Mm-hmm.
He plays him.
You guys ever hit a deer?
No.
But I heard that's like...
Well, you don't drive. We've discovered this about you. Do you drive?
Zach just punches deers in the face.
I'm like Brock Lesnar. I just live in the woods beating a deer.
I had to stop short because of a deer once.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Nate, have you ever hit a kangaroo?
Oh,
well, I
have ever hit a kangaroo?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of... There was a time where I was driving from Melbourne to Sydney, and then whoever the crew is that cleans the dead animals off the road, they must have not been around because the road was just coated in, like... So people kept running over them and hitting them after they'd been... It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I'm glad I asked. That was more entertaining than I wanted.
Yeah. Anyway, you should vote for Flutie from Maxim.
She's never killed a kangaroo.
I've never killed a kangaroo. I love them, I think. Go to my Twitter and my Instagram. You'll see it.
So this doctor is Roger Corman, who's a very famous producer. He produced like hundreds of low-budget movies, including the Fantastic Four that never came out.
Oh, I think I saw like video from that.
Carnosaur when Jurassic Park came out. He's one of the great schlock filmmakers of all time. So, in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, Mark Hamill got in a horrible car accident and had to get complete reconstructive surgery.
What?
Which is why he looks different in between those two movies.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So, like this?
Yes.
Dude. Oh, God. See the goddamn
ball. So, he lost his eye. He's now convinced he can't play baseball anymore.
Ah, fucking oh Jesus. God. I don't know. I was just picturing that glass in his eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While that whole kangaroo story was going on.
Yeah.
I can't watch, like, horror, scary bullshit. I need to, like, hold somebody's hand. Maybe smoke a joint. I don't know. Yeah, dude. I don't know what I need.
Hold somebody's joint.
Hold somebody's dick and joint. Brent, smoke a joint at the same time.
This is Dr. Lang. I'd like to speak.
You like small ones?
Small what?
I think maybe I...
Joints?
Joints.
Do you like joints that are wider than they are tall?
I do. Typically, I do. Fatter the better.
How about ones that only work sometimes?
Do you like ones that make chunky smoke?
No. I don't like the chunky smoke.
I could play again.
Yeah, if it works.
What if it doesn't?
Well, if the eye dies, we'll just have to remove it. You and I are back to square one.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Well, I'd prefer to do it right away. I just received...
What's he most known for?
Healthy donor eye. Hmm?
That guy, the doctor.
I can't remember him, but he is also something.
He was in like a 70s TV show or something, right?
I believe you're correct.
Eye, but we can use a contact lens to match your color. Talk it over with your wife. We'll chat tomorrow.
Dude, I can't even...
The eye from a dead person?
And I'm pretty sure his wife, that's the model, Twiggy.
Oh.
Does he take the eye of a dead person and then get his, like, memories and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
God's will?
Well, he called it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, he gave us the ability to think and make discoveries. You know what I mean.
That's a classic, like, story. Yeah. It's been rewritten loads of times, right?
Well, what's yeah, but I mean, this is 90... Three, so this is probably one of the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
I think The Simpsons did it.
The Simpsons did it with...
The Simpsons did all three
hair,
of these.
The hair.
The Simpsons have done all these.
Really?
I want to say something similar to all these. Of course
we should try. Yeah, Homer did the hair and he became... What was the criminal's guy?
Yeah, he was Snake.
Yeah. Snake, yeah. And
soul arose. See, like, if I was his wife, I wouldn't leave him. I would stay with the deformity at this point.
That's fair. So
conquer your fears.
What?
Conquer your fears.
No, I mean, like, you got to be loyal, you know? Like, I'm a ride or die, bitch.
Yeah.
You just got to get me first. For one cold soul. For I will show him how many
things he must suffer for my name's sake. Mm. Would you make him wear a patch at home? Or would you be like, just let it breathe?
Just a nice hold. Just a...
Well, if he has a new eye, you know.
But what if it's just empty? You gotta wear patch all the time. Even at like nighttime?
Like this. Look.
Yeah.
It's gross.
You guys are saying it's gross. And you're judging me? He received his sight at once.
And he arose and was baptized. And the eye's like a serial killer or something. Fuck yeah. Boom.
Oh. Shannon, if you dated a guy who lost an eye, would you make him wear a patch in the house? Or would you let him let it breathe?
No, I feel like the patch is hot looking. Like, who's that politician that Pete Davidson had the whole thing with?
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Blackbeard?
I like it.
I love Shannon. She's just so positive. Everything is just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm down.
What if at nighttime, though, he was like, you know, the patch, I just can't wear it at night. Can I just keep it? Can I let it breathe?
Like
at night?
That kind of a patch, yeah, or like a pirate?
Maybe, so okay. I don't have to look at it. Not if he wants to like have sex.
Nice. You got to wear a patch to fuck?
Yeah.
See, now that's
cool.
I can't look at your brain while you're on top of me.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know, Michael Bisping took his eye out the other day on BYM. What?
Were you turned on?
No, that was a bit much.
All right, now here we go.
Amazing how he looks almost healed right away.
That's a pretty good effect, though, the bloody.
Yeah.
It's just probably a contact.
You can do it. You can do it.
Right.
I like your hair tied back that way.
Shannon, if you lost an eye, would you accessorize the patch?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Like a studded pink patch?
Sure. It'd be bedazzled.
It says juicy.
Feathers.
Hi. I made them let me off work an hour early. What's wrong? Maybe another headache?
Yeah.
Mm. The doctor said the headaches will go
Must
away
be nice
soon.
To have love.
Tomorrow,
it is nice.
You know? Mm-hmm. Mm. You're married?
To
oh. Zach. Oh, okay. It's one of those.
You don't have to turn it off.
Yeah, I just I can't watch.
We couldn't commit to that bet even to hold hands. Like
I know.
Like
I started sweating immediately. I was like, oh, God.
There's enough videos and fucking pictures of me and Lewis kissing on this show.
Wait,
I don't
really?
Have to prove anything. Yeah, it's, we play gay chicken
so
a
Lewis
lot.
So Lewis is bisexual?
No, oh. Lewis is just committed to the bit.
No, it's just funny to fuck each other.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
funny.
It's funny,
it's funny to be gay.
I'm funny. Half a fag. He's funny.
It's funny to just come in your friend.
Oh. Now walk home.
It's classic bit.
That's crazy.
Now let's
gotta commit
let's
to the bit.
See how this lens fits.
That's for sure. Once you're in it, you gotta commit.
Mm-hmm.
At least as a woman. That's really crazy, though, that they make it look kind of like
Brent, I'm
gonna realistic.
Send you home tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Just now, like the effect, remember, like it looks smaller, it looks different.
At least
you know?
6 weeks for this.
No, that's just his eyes.
Yeah.
Really?
Is
yeah.
That's
like in just, general.
That's. Oh, yeah, they put. Fine, they faked putting a contact in so both his eyes would be the same days, color.
Okay? Thanks, Doc.
That's his regular head.
Well. Right.
But it's at an angle, so that one eye looks smaller.
That's his, that's the regular head of a man in the most popular film series of all time.
It looks so real.
It looks so real.
That'd be great if you had some sort of a shitty transplant and then you got cut saying something racist or something. You're like, oh no, it must have been my...
Yeah.
My new eyeball made me say that.
Your eyeball. You got a dead eyeball from Anthony Cumia.
Oh, wow. That would be great.
Surprise. Sorry, I just wanted some ice cream and I blacked out. Don't know what happened to me. I just went on a tirade.
We'll see.
Sir, it's called vanilla strawberry chocolate ice cream.
It's this eyeball.
You got the politan part right.
It's a present, dummy.
To dad from mom. You're gonna have a baby.
We're gonna have a baby.
Oh, here we go.
Now it's gonna go boom, kidney punch.
Happy?
Right in the belly.
You don't look very happy.
Typical woman.
I am, darling. I think
dumb broad,
fantastic.
Right? Huh? Mm? Dumb broad.
Dumb broad. Dumb. No, what do you mean dumb?
Bitch.
She's just super like,
whore.
Not
I get
sure.
it, you get it. Yeah, you flew to get it.
You're worried about the future, aren't you?
Well.
I don't know. Maybe a little.
Did he not notice this room that's obviously a nursery?
Yeah.
He walks in like,
oh, a present for me.
Back home.
That has a rocking chair and baby things in it.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie though, I would have not noticed.
This is
it
just
either.
My regular pedophile room.
Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed.
It is Kumi's eye.
It is. You get to put it together.
I got you a present. You get to put it together. Oh man.
Was there any hint yet to whose eye he got?
No.
Nothing?
No, he's
no but he
didn't
look
getting...
out the window and look at a shovel.
Yeah, he was looking at a shovel and dirt.
He did grab. He grabbed their hair as well at one stage, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
You fucking plunk. She's like, what?
So
nothing,
some
nothing.
Some serial killer, I imagine.
5 weeks old. Just think, 8 months from now, it'll be opening day.
For my pussy.
Who the hell describes giving birth like that? Opening day.
Because it's supposed to be like a baseball analogy.
Oh, God, my cunt is opening.
Yeah. The first pitch.
Oh, at the bottom
first
of the ninth.
I'm sorry.
She pisses it on him. Rain delay.
You're out of here.
Yeah. She has a miscarriage.
You're out.
Do, 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 do.
Asshole.
Take me out to the ball game.
I think we should wait a little till you heal better.
Doctor didn't say anything about that.
I can fuck with one eye.
Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, what? Okay. It's just I'm not feeling. You know.
I don't think I've ever told a dude I'm not feeling well enough to have sex.
Really?
Dead ass.
That doesn't surprise me.
No? Am I that clear?
Do you live at a gas station?
No. Although, I've considered. No, hell no. I would never fucking a gas station.
Maybe that's not a bad idea. I'm sure I'll
You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Inconsistencies today.
No, I'm just saying because, like, you know, like when in Rome, like maybe you're feeling frisky and it's like midnight and no one's around. Fuck out back.
Gas you got station. A machete to your choke.
Sans freaking death.
So what, you can't get hired? Is that what just happened?
No, she told him she didn't feel good.
And he got mad.
You're my wife, goddammit!
Right.
This is my right!
That's how I feel about a man. Like, if you're my husband and I want to fuck you, you can't tell me no.
Okay.
Like, about ever.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I get it.
Like, we said I do for that, for the rest of our lives.
That is true.
You know? If you tell me no, it's like you fuck somebody else and I will divorce you.
Oh, you need the shutters.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Like it?
Nice. Nice dirty titties.
Now show them them titties.
Hell yeah. Great drop.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's wrong?
I'm gonna come.
Friend, what is it?
What's wrong? I saw a great pair of tits.
Rockin' knockers.
Okay. Hold on.
Hold on. I gotta go fuck this dirty girl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a dead bitch.
Hold on. I gotta go check the yard.
I gotta go fuck this dusty bitch. Yeah,
thanks, honey. Thing is going away.
Honey, clear off your pussy.
I love a good temple
too much
rub.
Excitement on the first night, huh? Yeah,
you do? Right. Oh, even that feels
come
great.
Come here, baby.
Let's just go to sleep, hmm?
Yeah. I'll just keep doing that.
By the way, I just imagined Dave Temple rubbing my whole body seductively with oil while R&B plays.
Rubs your wallet out of your back pocket.
Damn. See, look. He's going to try.
Where is she?
Yeah, exactly. Where is this bitch?
Yo, whore. Let him see a dirty whore.
Hold on, honey.
Listen, I have to get to work. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What a nice breakfast for somebody who's about to leave.
Yeah.
See, that's a good wife.
Yeah, she's great.
I'd leave champagne on the table, too.
Oh, what's nice. This? What's
have on? A good day, babe.
Gonna have a slit throat.
Uh-oh.
If you feel like it, why don't you take a crack and put in the crib together?
Because I got the backyard to work on, okay?
You don't have to yell.
Do I? I'm sorry.
Our baby will hear you. There's my ride. Bye. See ya.
I don't know. I think I could be cranky.
Mm.
What?
You made your surgery like that?
Yeah.
I ain't putting shit together. Just, I ain't putting shit together.
It. Yeah, but it builds. You know, you go like, okay. You know, you don't just immediately jump to,
I got the backyard to work on, okay?
I'm more mad he's wasting a delicious breakfast.
Yeah.
Didn't even eat the bacon?
No. What? Nobody would not eat bacon.
Oh.
Just grabs it, puts it on his dick.
Yeah. Nice.
No. That's too forward. Dude, that's wild.
Ah.
Wait, didn't he put it on? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I.
Just eggs. fucking pussy.
Ugh, that's gross. Yeah, I can't touch wet eggs. Food. Can't touch wet food. That's so gross.
This girl fuck at a fucking gas station. She won't touch eggs.
No, that's right. That's absolutely right. No, not even eggs, just wet food. I have to use like a fork when I'm at home and like scoop it up.
What is he building? A garden?
Something like that.
Little string beans, tomato, zucchini. Nice soundtrack. I love the timpani.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it for real? Are you dead, bitch? Are you there?
Hell yeah.
Is there an actual dead... There's
no pedicure. Die in style, you know?
Did he, like, kill her and he doesn't
I
know?
I can't
He's
tell.
Figuring out what his memories are and what's not real. And what
right. Like, I can't tell if what he's looking at is actually there. He's reading a Bible?
Of the Lord, holy lamb.
I cannot.
Know ye that the Lord is God.
If she comes in and asks him if he worked on the crib, I swear to Christ.
Arrow right through the heart.
Punch her right in the face.
Oh no! Is she gonna die? Is she gonna die?
He made the crib. Trying to push her down the stairs.
I always take it to the next step, you know, like next level.
You never know with these movies.
Or in general.
It's half a crib.
Right.
What about the sides?
You bitch.
He flips out on her.
You pregnant whore.
What about the sides?
I'll get to it. You're fucking 5 weeks pregnant. What do we need to build a crib for?
Yeah.
I know.
Opening day is not for 8 months.
Jesus Christ! Oh. You took your diapers off again. Look at this mess! You make everything so hard for me, you. What is it? What's wrong? Honey, what's wrong? Oh my God!
Well, can't he be reached at home? I don't care where he is. I just need to talk to him.
What accent does she have?
No, it's my husband.
English? I think Twiggy.
I feel like English.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And he's not dying, if that's
It's
what
like
you mean.
She's European, but learned English in yeah. England well, or something. Because it's all over the place.
In Escuela.
Oh, I don't know. You look so...
Nate, what kind of accent does Twiggy have?
Oh, no, I really am feeling better. Just tell him I'll call him tomorrow.
Isn't it?
Are you sure?
It's just like a standard English. Yeah. It's like received pronunciation.
No, where's she from? England?
I'd say, isn't she? Isn't that where Twiggy's from?
I don't know.
She's
where
from
she
Queens,
is.
Actually.
I don't. Yeah.
No. The Queen.
She's from the Queen. Feel better still.
Anyway, I'm
now he's dying to fuck.
Listen, you done? Hey, listen, are
you PTSD? Said out in the wild. Oh, right. Can we get that guest attack thing again?
She was born in London.
There you go.
Thank you, Shannon.
Gracias.
Oh, yeah, that good fucking nightgown sex.
Nice.
Mm.
Oh, here he is. He's going down?
Oh, no.
Nice.
Tell me
he's got
he bites
that, like,
her.
Serial killer
he's
pervert.
He's just rubbing his face all over her.
How do you do it, Shannon?
Yeah, right.
Hey,
Shannon.
What do you do?
Just I sit, forgot what
you
you're
just
supposed
sit at home and cry alone.
I do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sex doll.
Oh. Ah.
Oh, he's into that, is he? Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, Mark Hamill's balls are in this.
Really?
Yeah, you'll see him.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Oh, he bites her!
Yep, see? Balls. Those are Mark Hamill's balls.
Nice.
Oh, that's wait.
That's some serious butt.
Is she bleeding? Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, he has a nice ass.
What?
No, what you did, you bit me.
I'm bleeding, I am. My bloody shoulder.
Yo, that is so wild.
Listen. I'm 20.
What thing?
It was hot up until the blood.
Leave me alone!
What do you think? You're in a gas station?
It was hot. Up until,
you animals?
Up until the fucking biting my shoulder. You know what I mean?
In 2019, though, that's just normal.
Like, you could fuck me like that. That's all right. But.
They have came upon me with their mouth. They have gathered themselves together against me. God hath delivered me.
Muchas gracias.
And turned me over.
Thank you so much.
Into the hands of the wicked. He hath also taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces.
Did he just develop a southern accent more?
I guess
I want to butt a muzzle
when you read the Bible.
Oh no, it's the voice of the killer.
I would have been like, hey babe, wear this muzzle the next time we fuck.
You break at me with breach and breach. You run upon me like a giant. So sacrifice.
I got a gummer once.
Huh? What's that, no tea blowjob?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He at a gas was station? Not good. No, but on a bus.
Close?
On a bus.
To the gas station?
No, on a bus from Rhode Island to New York.
I hate you. Wait, why? Are you serious?
Yeah.
No teeth. How old?
30s.
12.
30s and no teeth? That's 12. A shame.
Yeah, let's just... Her claim was that she had a bone disorder that she lost her teeth.
And you took advantage of this poor girl?
Meth?
Who took advantage? How? What makes you think I took advantage of a girl who blew me on a bus?
Advantage of her not having teeth.
Yeah, well, it didn't feel better.
No,
because she like grandma'd it. Like she like not. And gums are sharp.
Are they?
Gums are way. Because I watched. Because I watched her eat a slice of pizza with a knife and fork, and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, I don't have teeth."
So but how did she swallow that? Either way.
Because you like mash it up with your gum.
Yeah. That chunky, fucking... did she chew on that chunky cum?
All right, you know what? Listen, now I'm disgusted. This afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what, you saw her eating pizza and then you were like...
I knew her already. We were coming back from a trip. And
you know what?
Throughout the day, I was like, you seriously don't have teeth?
I'm proud of you. You know why?
And I had to ask.
Because YOLO.
And it was like 4 a.m. on a bus.
Yeah,
and I was and she gave me a blowjob and I couldn't finish. Yeah,
you couldn't finish. Really?
No, because it hurt.
Really?
Because I think in her head, tell me, she thought the gums felt good, but they were sharp. They like hurt.
Yeah. No, I believe you. There was once a bone coming out.
Sorry, did I kill the vibe?
I was just going to say, if I could relate to any of that, that's like if a dude wants to like bite my clit. I'm like, dude,
I'm
what are you doing?
I'm just not as sharp when all the blood is rushing to my dick.
Let me know if you need any more help.
What'd you say? You don't like when a guy bites your clit?
No. Like, why are you biting anything? Just, you know, not hard. Anyway.
Apparently, Randall. Rid of the bodies in his kitchen garbage disposal.
God.
Ultimately, the dismembered remains of 7 young women were discovered in shallow graves. All the victims had died as a result of stab wounds administered by a pair of garden shears. Each of the women had been sexually molested.
With their clits bitten.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It just seems like too tiny of a thing to bite.
I didn't know it existed.
It would freak me out. Like, I feel like I would be afraid to bite it off.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like I'd pop it.
Pop it. Wow. Thanks. I'm definitely going to remember that the next time.
Cut it off with nail clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. like a skin tag.
Oh, stop. That is not what a clit is, please.
We each have three of them.
Yeah, I got three clits on my back.
Yeah, I was just like, don't de-beautify my vagina.
I have a lot of clits from that summer where I had to wear a suit a lot.
Yeah, that's why I wear a shirt in the pool. I got a lot of clits on my body.
I'm out here. This dude is literally going insane.
When I was a kid, I used to ask my mom what her clits were. She had to get it frozen off.
Cryotherapy.
Just digging a grave.
See, that's when I go back inside and call 911.
You keep calling the police for nothing.
No, he's digging a grave. This is not nothing.
I didn't marry a digger.
Exactly. I didn't marry a dude that was going to put me... Ah! Oh, shit. Do you see this?
Nice.
Do you see... Called it.
Oh, this poor woman and her baby.
Yo, she's too trusting. I don't trust nobody.
She's going to get out of this.
She's going to get out of this?
John Randall,
oh. Oh my God. Oh.
Bold move.
To tie her by the hair?
Yeah.
Bitch, act like John you can't get out of that.
John Randall.
And this is where I shit my pants.
John would have liked you. I have his eye, you know. I see what John Randall saw. And it's so damn satisfied.
Read the Bible. Look at the Bible.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen, soft. Their hair is soft, but they're horse.
He's got a point, Shannon.
Women with soft hair are horse.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
And they get cold. And, oh, John. He doesn't like that. Grind them up. That's what we do. Big and ugly. So we dig, put them in the ground and make them quiet. Oh, John.
I feel like Mark Hamill did this as a
favor. Police.
Oh, you think he did this for somebody's favor?
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job. He's a great actor. It's just such a difference from, like,
they had some dirt on him and they're like, you have to do this?
He showed his dick to an Ewok like, or something.
Guys, I'm genuinely scared.
Yes. Dude, I bet those
R2,
star, I
me bet... too.
Nice. There you go.
That was awesome. Dude, I bet that Star Wars set had some shit going on. In the one, I think in Empire, in one of the two, in Empire Return of the Jedi, fucking Princess Leia has a fucking coke nail.
Really?
In one of the shots, she's got a giant coke nail.
Dude, awesome. That whole set must have been, like, just partying all the time.
Oh, no.
I bet he fucking stabbed his own eye.
Do it.
Oh, no,
do
it. Save your family.
No, I can't even watch this.
Yes. Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, no.
Fuck yeah.
I can't even do this. I'm here.
You think he's in
the
sheer
blood
pain?
On the Bible.
How are you guys so calm about this?
It's not real.
Yeah, that really helps.
It really helps that it's not real.
In my mind, it's
compound
real.
Ready to give airtime to anyone, don't they?
Oh my God.
I couldn't resist. What do you think? Myself, I love stories about our national pastime, violent death. Mm.
Ooh.
What I don't understand is, why was he so upset about losing his eye?
You guys don't think he looks like Kevin Bacon?
A little bit.
And now, the cameo no one saw coming.
Uh-oh.
Steven Spielberg.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, he's fucking dead.
Freezing here.
It's like a Saw movie.
Oh, God. Don't even get me. Could never watch that.
Nighty-night.
The cameo no one saw coming. Tom Arnold.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
And then the other guy is Toby Hooper.
What did he do?
Director of Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, cool.
And Poltergeist.
Another John Doe, huh? Ooh, severe trauma to the abdomen, I'd say.
Really?
What's your first clue? Here, give me that saw.
Oh.
Jesus, fuck.
Mm-mm. And by the way, the movie's over. Now we're just, this is just gore for the sake of ending the movie on something gory.
Ugh. Do they ever put a sequel or anything to his backstory or anything like that?
Nope.
No.
This was originally supposed to be a series for Showtime. And they shot all these. And then they decided not to go through with it, so they turned it into a movie. These guys crack me up. You gotta love them.
Oop, gotta run. This would have been a great series.
It's not good. Look at your liver, buddy. What the hell you been drinking? Formaldehyde? How's it coming?
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you a fun fact. So when I was in high school, I was in lab, and I cut open a fetal pig, and I saved some of the organs in formaldehyde. And,
oh, my God.
And took it home with me.
And it grew up to be Brendan Sekulow.
No, I'm totally not kidding. Like,
Mom? That's crazy.
I remember cracking open the skull of the fetal pig, and it was, like, legit insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it took the eye out. Like, I just fucking...
Do you still have it?
No, that was years ago, number one.
Oh, no,
number
so two. Crazy.
It's crazy that I did it, I know, but I did. And my mom freaked the fuck out. She's like, what are you doing? And actually, that was pretty dumb of me to do that, because having formaldehyde, you know, just, you don't want that in your house.
Wow.
I did that anyway.
To therapy?
No, I just thought it was super cool, because around high school is when I started getting into heavy metal and like gore and death metal and like all that other stuff. So like I thought it was super cool to like fucking crack open a fetal pig skull and keep the organs. And I did it. And my mom was like, okay, so we need to sit down. We need to have a game plan here.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is your next Maxim cover girl.
Vote for me!
You can get it at any gas station near you.
At Louisa Models on Instagram. Follow me. Vote for me. Make me the Maxim. Cover girl of Maxim.
If anyone's listening to this in 2007, go to Maxim there and vote.
Grab yourself a can of Surge. Tune into Lost tonight and grab a copy of Maxim. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first ever Zach Amico's Matinee Spook Show. I want to thank my guests, Flutie, Colin Terrell, Brendan Sagalow. Thank you to Shannon and Nate in the booth. Yes. And for anybody that stumbled upon this, what are you going to do? All right, thanks. Bye.
That's all, folks.